This is Chris Steeples with Illinois Public Radio. This week, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development released estimates of homelessness among the states. Reporter Maureen McKinney spoke with Bob Palmer of Housing Action Illinois about why the estimates are unreliable.
This homeless report by HUD talks about there being just a slight increase in homelessness this year from last. And I'm wondering if that surprises you or it's what you would have expected.
It's not surprising. I would point out that in the data where they compare Illinois to other states, that Illinois did show one of the most significant increases in the number of homeless individuals. Let me find this right now. So in Illinois, between 2014 and 2015, there was an increase of 802 homeless individuals, which is a 10.9% increase. And that was, again, Illinois was the fifth highest state. I think it's hard to say a whole lot about this data from, you know, individual changes from year to year, because there's so much variance by individual community. And then HUD makes it very clear this is just their analysis of the point in time counts that all the communities throughout the country are required to do. So they're really just taking a snapshot of homelessness on, you know, one night in January each year. And, you know, a lot of things can come into play, including the weather and the number of volunteers that are recruited, and, you know, various other things. And then, as we've discussed before, you and I, the, you know, the HUD definition of homelessness is much more narrow than definitions that other people and organizations use, including the Federal Department of Education. They don't include families or individuals that are doubled up. The HUD definition really focuses on people and families that are literally homeless on the street or in a shelter.
Generally, what do such organizations as yours use as a homelessness count?
You know, that is a tricky number. And actually, for our organization, Housing Action Illinois, we don't generally talk about a you know, any single number, because it is so hard to define. And then there's different subpopulations. There's homeless youth, there's homeless veterans, there's individuals and families. I know that in the, and I don't have the exact number at our fingertips, but for the state of Illinois program that funds emergency and transitional housing programs around the state each year, all those programs generally serve around 40,000 people. That's both single individuals and people who are parts of larger families. But those, you know, those only include the shelters that get some state funding, and there's many shelters that don't get state funding. So if you were to try and estimate the number of people who, you know, experiencing homelessness during the course of an entire calendar year, it would be much larger than the numbers that are reported in the HUD point in time count.
These moment in time counts really are flawed, aren't they? The decline that they cited in family homelessness, 26.1% between 2010 and 2015, is very different from what the State Board of Education collected.
Yes, and I think that largely has to do with the definitions of the different ways of defining homelessness, and the definition that the Department of Education uses includes families that are doubled up with another family in some sort of non-permanent temporary housing situation. And that's, you know, families and individuals, you know, will do everything they can to, you know, avoid literally being out on the street or, you know, going to a shelter. And that often means, you know, couch surfing and, you know, living in a series of temporary arrangements that might be, you know, especially if it's a rental situation, might be, in violation of the lease in terms of the number of people in the apartment.
So overall, would you categorize this news as good or bad?
Tough question. I think Well, you know, I think sort of the undercurrent of this report, and aside, if you kind of take a step away from the, you know, the immediate year-to-year numbers, I think what we can say with some certainty is that when we have adequate resources to serve individuals or veterans or families or homeless youth to assist them from moving from homelessness into affordable housing, we know how to do that, and there's lots of effective programs all over the country that are doing that by preventing homelessness or doing rapid rehousing or providing people permanent supportive housing. And we know those programs work and are generally effective, but there's still a huge number of people who are not being served by those programs due to lack of resources, and so we need more resources. And I think that's like the most important message that we want to get out. There's still a lot of people on the street. There's still a lot of people in shelters. And what we need is more affordable housing.
That was Maureen McKinney speaking with Housing Action Illinois' Bob Palmer.